just one for you. The second one is tomorrow night between Jefferson and St. Vincent. But tonight it's all about the top seed Saxony Lutheran Crusaders and the Crystal City Hornets, the host team and the sixth seed Hornets, looking for the upset here this evening. Lutheran a little banged up coming into this one. They are minus three of their players. Three guys that were known to be missing tonight's game, and one that is a wait-and-see kind of thing for Coach Kevin Williams and the Crusaders. It's the fourth year for head coach Kevin Williams. His team last year graduated three college prospects, three guys that have moved on to play college basketball and are doing quite a good job. We'll dive into some of that here in a little bit. But we're going to deal with the team at hand for the Crusaders, and they've got height. They certainly have height. They certainly have size. You'll hear Coach Richardson and I touch on that in the pregame. Blake Gilliland is a senior at 6'8". Yep, 6'8" kid. There's another guy that's 6'6". He's the wait-and-see player, Andrew Schwarting. And then you got another 6'6" guy in Sam Varnon, who will be coming off the bench for the Crusaders. So right off the bat, size stands out for this Saxony Lutheran team. For the Crystal City Hornets, it's all about how scrappy can you be, how many open buckets can you hit, and how many rebounds can you get over that 6'8" Blake Gilliland. That'll be the tough test for this Hornets team, is how do they perform down in the post, down in the paint sort of thing. So again, we'll kind of break all of that down with Coach Richardson in this Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Just to remind you that Fleegs Equipment is located in St. Genevieve and Lettington. Fleegs Equipment is there for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve is where they're located, on the outer service road at the Lettington exit. You can go online 24/7. That means anytime you so please, you can go to Fleegs.com, F-L-I-E-G-S, Fleegs.com. So it is the Fleegs Equipment pregame show, and I'm calling this game on the stage, the Mineral Area College broadcast booth stage, if you will. Mineral Area College is where your next step needs to be academically. And we've got a great view here. We are right behind one of the baskets, just slightly off to the right, so we're not blocked by the basket. We can actually see the entire floor. We can see both benches equally, the student section as well, all the fans that are continuing to file in here at Crystal City. We've got a great seat in this Crystal City house, and you might have an even better seat inside where it's nice and cozy and warm. Yeah, it's pretty cold out there. Going to get down to the mid-teens overnight, so get prepared for that if you're going to be outside for some strange reason why you would go out in this freezing cold temperature overnight. I don't know, but you might have a good reason to do so, and if you're going to do so, be sure to bundle up. All right. Coming up next on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show, we will hear from Lee Richardson of the Crystal City Hornets, his thoughts on the matchup tonight. It's the Fleegs Equipment pregame show, coverage of the Rolla Duke Herbert Classic on KJF.
At Toyota, November is Govember. Everyone's raving about our Black Friday savings. Go explore in the versatile RAV4. It's built for adventure with cargo space for all your gear. Go road trip in the roomy Highlander. It's a family favorite with seating for up to 8. Go turn heads in the exhilarating Camry with style that captivates. Go enjoy the off-road in the Tacoma with available four-wheel drive. Or go high-tech in the sporty Corolla hatchback and pump up the volume. And as always, go safe. All these Toyota models and more come with an advanced safety system standard at no extra cost. Go to your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota value lasts, but our Black Friday deals won't. Govember ends soon. Learn more at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Have real estate to sell? Consider this.
What affects the value of your home? Location has always been important. Age, size, sale price of sold properties, and the number of similar properties for sale are also vital. Conditions now are great for sellers as there is a shortage of marketable homes. Call me, Mary Gilliam, to get an opinion on your home. Now is the time to sell.
Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate will help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerhalsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Make it a great night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers and let the kids pick from their favorite menu item. For yourself, how about a half rack of baby back ribs with a 6-ounce sirloin steak, or a grilled shrimp skewer with 5 crispy shrimp and a 6-ounce USDA select top sirloin, or 10 crispy shrimp and grilled salmon. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and specific times for happy hours and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, then you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted prices.
You'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount Patsy's every day.
Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Welcome back onto the Fleas Equipment pregame show. Matt Greenwood in the hallway of Crystal City High School with head coach Lee Richardson as they get set to take on Saxony Lutheran, the top seed in this Rolla Duke Herbert Classic. Crystal City coming off a 66-46 victory last night over the Grandview Eagles. And coach, there were a few physical moments in that game, and you're going up against a Saxony team that's a big, strong, physical team. So how do you feel like your guys have recovered in the last 24 hours?
I think they recovered just fine. They handled, you know, themselves last night with a lot of composure too. But toughness is probably one of the things we're trying to build the program on. So that's okay to go through those things, and you know, it'd be another tough challenge this evening. So we're going to see what we're made of.
Nine players touched the floor. Nine players got points for you. How important is that to another victory tonight?
Yeah, that's pretty big because, you know, it's going to take everybody to beat the one seed. It's still a really good Saxony team and program, and so getting contributions from everybody, it doesn't have to be scoring, but everybody's going to have to hit the boards. Everybody's going to have to really lock in on defense, no matter what the combination is. And, you know, if we have 7, 8, or even 9 guys getting in the books, you know, I hope that spells good things. But really, we got to do it at the defensive end and rebound, or it probably won't even matter how many points we score.
Saxony's got a guy 6'8", very much stands out above everybody else, and your tallest guy is 6'2", so really when you talk about the size, you know, there's a bit of a mountain you guys got to climb with Blake Gilliland as the 6'8" guy, but does that mean more of an outside presence for you tonight for scoring?
We'll have to see about that. I mean, I don't know if I could stack two of our 6'2 guys on top of each other, sit one of the other's shoulders.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But we'll have to see. I saw that kid walk in, and he barely fit inside of our 7-foot door frames. But, no, I mean, we'll just have to see how it goes. Bottom line is it's a player against a player, and when you're battling for a position or a rebound, and, you know, you use your size. I mean, the shorter guy has leverage. He's lower. I mean, mm-hmm. if he just chooses to use that. So, you know, it's like we said at the beginning, trying to build a layer of toughness, become a better rebounding team, and you know, and accepting any challenge. It's a pretty big challenge tonight. I mean, literally and figuratively. And
right.
So kind of seeing how we measure up.
And, you know, this is the Rolla Duke Herbert Classic, was the Crystal City Classic, so you guys are the host. You got that opening night victory, I'm sure, kind of calmed the nerves a little bit. And now you get a Saxony Lutheran team that's not only the top seed in this tournament, but could be one of the best programs in the South region here in Missouri. So an early season, good battle for you guys. I would think tonight might be a good measurement of where you guys could be.
Yeah, we're definitely going to use it as that, kind of a measuring stick, if you will, and because – again, like you said, one of the best programs coming in here. So we're excited about it. I mean, this is it's every team, every season, it's a new team, no matter what the carryover is. But, you know, with me being new and a new system and everything. So, yeah, we're excited about the way it went last night for the most part. And then, hey, you know, like I told you last night, we're in our building. You know, we have a chance against one of the best teams around. And no matter, you know, what happens, I just want to see us get better tonight. That may look different score-wise, but as long as we're giving a good effort and competing, and we're getting better tonight, you know, we'll let that outcome take care of itself.
And most importantly, have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Basketball. If it's not fun, why do it? Yeah, I'm
great. There you go. All right, Coach Richardson, thanks for the time and good luck tonight.
Appreciate that, Matt. Thanks for being here.
Lee Richardson, head coach of the Crystal City Hornets, joining us here on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. More of it next.
Big Steve's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67, Farmington. Big Steve, it's hunting season, and that's when Midwest Sports Center really shines.
It is that time of year. The cold weather's coming in, leaves are changing, and the deer are out. Come on down and get your ATV side by side. Also, get ready for snow. We can put snow plows, winches, anything you need on a machine. Give us a call, 573-756-7975.
That's Big Steve at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
Holst Tractor and Equipment continues to be the leader of compact tractor sales for St. Francis and surrounding counties. How, you ask? It's simple. By selling the best quality for the best price with the proven best warranty on the market. Hi, it's Hannah with LS, the major brand maker of two other brands. Brands that you already know and love. At Coles Tractor and Equipment, you get that same franchise quality with the best 6-year parts and labor warranty and more standard features than I can name in this 60-second ad. This month, get the 35-horsepower 4-wheel drive diesel tractor with loader and skid steer front bucket for only $16,999. That's right, get the 35-horsepower compact diesel tractor with loader for only $16,999. Give us a call today, 573-756-4353, or stop by Coles Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Coles Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Hey, it's Matt Greenwood at the Rolla Duke Herbert Classic on AM 1400 at KJEF. It looks like the national anthem's about to get started, so let's try to squeeze in your Presbyterian Manor starting lineups. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. Let's begin with the top seed, Saxony Lutheran Crusaders. Number 14, Ty Miller. Number 15, Trevor Oakes. Then you got number 33, Ethan Koenig. Number 35, Jack Festy. And number 50, Blake Gilliland. And the Presbyterian Manor starting lineup for the Crystal City Hornets. You got number 12, Griffin Morris. Number 20, Colin Wilkerson. Number 22, Connor Lowe. Number 23, Drew Richardson, and number 33, Nate Denby. The Hornets led by first-year head coach of Crystal City, Leah Richardson, coming up from the Lesterville area, from the Bearcats there, coached there for about 8 years or so, and came up this way to coach at Crystal City. For Saxony Lutheran, they're led by head coach Kevin Williams in his fourth year running the Crusader program. Again, starting lineups are currently being announced to the crowd at hand. We're looking at a comfortable 150 folks here. That does not include the players, coaches, and officials, or myself. And you know what? We're going to go ahead and step aside here because I know a national anthem is coming, and we'll definitely want to pause for that. Actually, you know what? I say I know that. But do I really know that? Because you know what? This is game number two. They had a game earlier, St. Vincent and the St. Louis Patriots. The St. Vincent Indians won that one 75-56. So, yeah, no national anthem coming before this contest. So that brings us to our New Era Bank tip-off. The tip-off brought to you by New Era Bank all basketball season. It is easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at neweraBank.com. New Era Bank member FDIC. There's the tip. And the New Era Bank tip is won by the Crusaders. They'll operate left to right. They currently have it in the back court. Nice crossover dribble, though, by Jack Festy. Gets it into the front court and swings to the right wing. Back up top to Blake Gilliland, who goes down low for the post-up move by Trevor Oakes. Didn't get a chance to spin off the defender as he was fouled upon receiving the basketball. So one foul within 15 seconds of this contest. It goes to Griffin Morris. And the Crusaders from the baseline, inbound, lob pass to the mid-block. Shot from point-blank range, no good by Andrew Schwarting. And the Crystal City Hornets get the rebound, and they come up the other way, going right to left. Top of the key, Colin Wilkerson had a pretty decent night last night in the Crystal City victory over Grandview. Now here's Drew Richardson, son of Coach Lee Richardson, driving to the bucket, misses with a left hand, a rebound chance. He ties up Blake Gilliland, the 6-foot-8er, and the possession arrow favors the Hornets because Saxony Lutheran won the tip. So baseline inbound for Richardson into the corner for Morris. To Wilkerson, top of the circle, down low to Richardson, baseline drive, bounce pass through the paint, shot is up, no good, but that'll be Nate Denby heading to the line for two free throws. Again, St. Vincent 75, St. Louis Patriots 56. St. Vincent will play Jefferson tomorrow in the second semifinal, as the free throw by Denby is no good. Tip-off time, same as this one, 6:30 with a 6:15 pregame show. So Denby over one so far at the stripe. Second one, he flips it up there, and that one touches the bottom of the net. And so it's a 1-0 lead for the Hornets. Operating left to right, the Crusaders. Top of the circle, Gilliland turns around to his right, gives it up to Festy over to the wing for Schwarting. Schwarting, a wait-and-see guy with a sprained ankle, and looks like he is in the starting lineup, replacing Jack Festy. We have a reach-in foul on the Hornets around the key. And let's see who it's on. It is on Colin Wilkerson. So his first, team second, baseline inbound to the right of the bucket. And the bounce pass into the mid-block. A little jumper there leaning forward was Andrew Schwarting. He missed the shot, but it appears the deflection went out of bounds. Last touch by the Hornets. Inbound pass from underneath the basket to the top. Gillen swings it right and unable to get the assist there as Schwarting misses from long range. Hornets come down with the board, already crossing the timeline. Wilkerson thought about a three on the wing, into the corner instead. Three ball, Connor Lowe, no good, off the side. Nate Denby with the board, goes up over the 6-foot-8er Gilliland and cannot convert, but an offensive rebound again by the Hornets. Now Wilkerson, three ball, short, hit the bottom of the backboard. Rebound, long rebound out to the perimeter, received by Festy. He goes up the floor, lost the dribble, and the Hornets poke it away and get the steal. Here's Wilkerson crossing him over, and a carry is going to be called. Wilkerson trying to cross over Jack Festy. And the ball creeped up into the arc of his wrist, which is illegal. It's a violation, so a turnover by the Hornets. 1-0 lead inside of 2 minutes. We're about 2 minutes into the first quarter. There's a wing-to-wing pass for the Crusaders. Now they send it into the paint for Gilliland, who gets it right back out to the wing for Schwarting. Up top to Festy. Festy right around the Hornets logo, dribbles to the right. Couple of dribbles more, then bounces it through on the cut to the basket by Gilliland, and he banks it home for two, and the Crusaders have a 2-1 lead. Backcourt press, two guys in the backcourt defending the pass there, and that one is knocked away. And out of bounds, Crystal City will keep it. Griffin Morris, lucky not to have turned that one over. Richardson will inbound it from the sideline, about 40 feet away from the bucket. Gets it back from Wilkerson, and then Richardson back to Wilkerson. Top of the circle, swings it left wing, three, no good by Morris. Long rebound again. Festy taking charge up ahead, stops around the free throw line, dishes it out to the wing, and the three ball there off the back iron, no good, and a whistle goes And we got ourselves a foul and over the back on the Crusaders. Missing that three was Ty Miller. 5:28 to play in this first quarter. It is 2-1 Crusaders. Winner advances to the championship game on Friday. Backcourt press, two-man press there in the backcourt for the Crusaders. Crystal City breaks it up ahead. Morris to the just inside the right wing for Denby, who looks for a teammate. Finds Drew Richardson, wing three, no good. Short rebound there right in front of the free throw line, reeled in by Ty Miller. Miller up the floor, crosses the timeline, kicks it to the right side. Crusaders going left to right. Now ball back straight away. It'll be Festy to Oaks, who spins, fades away from the free throw line, misses the shot, offensive board, Gilliland, and the foul. So Gilliland got the offensive rebound. We'll probably say that about 10 times tonight. The putback try was no good, but he did get fouled. And that's the first personal for Connor Lowe. Three team fouls already by the Hornets, two by the Crusaders. Because this was in the act of shooting, Gilliland gets two free throws and he misses the first one. One score for Saxony, that is Gilliland. The other score for Crystal City, just one score, Nate Denby. Second free throw rattles through for Gilliland. 2-point lead for the Crusaders at 3-1, 4:50 to play in this first quarter. Two-man backcourt press again by the Crusaders. Hornets break it very nicely, almost like they anticipated a press tonight. Denby inside the free throw line, goes over to Morris on the wing, dribbles through the paint, kicks it out to the wing for Lowe. Lowe back over into the corner for Morris. To Denby through the paint. Pass into the corner. Assist for Denby. Bucket for Drew Richardson. And he gives the Hornets a lead off the three. 4-1 your score. Hornets on top. 4:25 to play. Near steal around the Crystal City bench by the Hornets, but the Crusaders able to maintain possession. Now here's a wraparound pass by Gilliland from the top of the circle to the low left block, and a turnaround runner by Festy is no good. Crystal City comes up with the ball, and they get up the floor, going right to left. Wilkerson thought about a three, passes it up, dribbles through the paint, kicks it up to the wing. Morris, then up top to Richardson, back over to Morris, wing three, no good off the front rim, and the rebound by the Crusaders is Ty Miller. Goes up the floor, dribbles behind the back, throws a line drive with a left hand and finds a running Festy, who converts the layup. 5-4 Crusaders. 3:45 to play in quarter number one. Richardson out of the corner, drives out of it, draws a double. Mid-block, bounce pass to the free throw line for Lowe. Lowe into the corner for Morris. Morris to the right wing for Wilkerson. Wilkerson lost a dribble, picks it up, finds Lowe. Quick tip pass to Richardson, drives right side of the paint, and his little runner is blocked by Trevor Oaks. Oaks running the fast break for the Crusaders, bounces it into the corner, but the Festy pass to Gilliland down in the post is knocked away and out of bounds. It will stay Crusader basketball. Want to thank Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve and Lettington, New Era Bank of Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Elosian, Bonterre, as well as Coles Tractor and Equipment of Farmington for sponsoring the Rollitt Duke Herbert Classic. A few different players into the game for the Crusaders. We'll try to count them. Lane Koenig is one of them. Also, Ethan Koenig. So Ethan and Lane. Here's a shot for point-blank range. No good. Offensive rebound. Put-back try. Also no good as Koenig goes 0-for-2 from underneath the basket. Here's the Hornets coming up the other way. Right to left. Wilkerson left wide open for three. Airballs the three-pointer from straight away. And it's tipped out of bounds underneath the basket by the Crusaders. So we've got Ethan and Lane Koenig onto the floor on that three-man swap. And it looks like the other guy, well, I couldn't quite tell who the other guy was, but I did see three guys go off the floor. We got ourselves a timeout, though. It's 5-4. Saxony Lutheran is leading Crystal City with 2:56 to play here in quarter number one. We're back in 30.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Five-four lead for Saxony Lutheran. The Hornets trying to make a play here. Richardson Right-hand layup, no good. Rebound, Crystal City. They've had quite a few offensive rebounds tonight. There's a foul underneath the basket away from the ball. And they're going to call Connor Lowe for grabbing the wrist of his defender to try to break free. And so a turnover there by Crystal City. Two players have scored for the Crusaders, two as well for the Hornets. Drew Richardson, a three ball that gave Crystal City a 4-3 lead around the four-minute mark of this first quarter, but they have since trailed by one. 2:40 to play, inbound there in the backcourt by the Crusaders as they operate left to right from the timeline. Bounce pass to the free throw line, and then a return pass to Ty Miller, who knocks home the long two from straight away. Ty Miller is on the score sheet. 7-4, Crusaders in the lead in the corner. It is Blake Eisenbeiss. A wraparound bounce pass is stolen by the Crusaders down low. Giving it up was Sam Varnin. Varnin to his teammate Oakes. Over to Mason Dunn. Dribbles across the perimeter, top of the circle there, and then gives it over to the wing for Ethan Koenig. And Koenig's entry pass down low is knocked away by the Hornets. So Blake Gilliland. He's going to check back in for the Crusaders, a 6'8" postman. Quick inbound, baseline to the corner. Three ball short by Dunn. Offensive rebound, putback try by Gilliland. And he's got five. He's an imposing figure down low at 6'8", about 210 pounds. Here's Richardson, top of the circle for the Hornets. Three ball from the wing. Wilkerson, short. Rebound there along the baseline by Schwarting. Schwarting pushes the ball up ahead, gets it to the baseline. 10-foot jumper there, body contact, and a foul as Ty Miller was impeded on the shot, and he'll toe the line for two. 1:40 to play in this first quarter. This free throw brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey. They moved this town. Online at coldwellbankerholsey.com is where you can find them. Free throws up and good by Ty Miller. He's got three on the night. Again, tomorrow night will be Jefferson and St. Vincent, the other semifinal game in this Rollitt-Duke-Herbert Classic. Second free throw is up and good by Ty Miller, and the Crusaders lead it 11-4 as Donovan Tulloch has come into the game for Crystal City. They got a nine-man rotation. Tulloch, one of those four coming off the bench. Richardson, mid-block jumper. And what are they going to call here, an offensive foul? It appears so. Although I don't see a number flashing up on the scoreboard, so I don't know exactly what happened. I guess the ball went out of bounds, but instead of a foul being called. Anyway, the Crusaders have it up by seven. And a nice little slip pass by Miller to a cutting Gilliland along the baseline, and he's able to bank it home easily off the glass for two. And we're starting to see Saxony Lutheran take control here in quarter number one. 13-4 lead for the top seed Crusaders. 1:20 to play in this first quarter. It's the Rollitt-Duke-Herbert Classic on KJF.
Every branch, every leaf, and every bud forms the ComTree Comprehensive Health Center family tree.
Our doctors, nurses, dentists, therapists, staff, volunteers, patients, and clients form our tree.
We may look different and each life journey is distinct, but all of us are connected, a family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org.
Welcome to our family tree.
Matt Greenwood in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Crystal City at 1 point in this first quarter on top of Saxony Lutheran 4-3. That was about midway through. But since then, Saxony has gone on a 10-0 run in the last 2.5 minutes. So with 80 seconds to go in this first quarter, the Crusaders have a 9-point advantage. And they called it, Crystal City called a timeout after the latest Gilliland two-pointer. And so in the backcourt, the Crystal City Hornets will inbound it. Three-man press in the backcourt for Saxony Lutheran, and dribbling all around them was Griffin Morris. Dribbled right into the corner in the front court set and then got hip-checked. Let's see who the foul is on. It's on number 15, Trevor Oakes, his first, team's third. Inbound from the sideline, Eisenbeiss goes to Donovan Tulloch, gives it right back to Eisenbeiss on the right wing as Crystal City goes right to left on your radio dial. Tulloch to Eisenbeiss, to Tulloch, back to Eisenbeiss. Three ball rims out. Denby there for the board for the Hornets. Bounce pass through the paint to the block for Griffin Morris, who finds a open Blake Eisenbeiss, who's forced to give it up to Tulloch. Tulloch dribbles into a double mid-block, forced to go cross-court to Hunter Basson. Basson to Denby, gets it right back, and then out of the corner, the three ball no good by Basson, chases it down for the Hornets. Swings it around the perimeter with Tulloch, back up top to Eisenbeiss. Hard fake there to the near side. He'll go back to the right for Tulloch. Tulloch out of the corner, dribbles into a double, picks up the dribble, goes up top to Eisenbeiss. Eisenbeiss three, back iron, no good. Short rebound there by Saxon Lutheran. They want to push and run. It's Varnin up ahead to Festy, and Festy is fouled. And beg your pardon, that was Mason Dunn who got the rebound and pushed the pace there. And Festy will toe the line for two. So Crystal City with three looks at the bucket there could not quite get it to go. And as a result, an easy fast break opportunity leading to two free throw attempts by Jack Festy. He bends, he puts it up, and he misses off the back iron. Jack Festy, spelled F-O-E-S-T-E. Pronounced Festy. And he's got one more free throw coming. The Crusaders are 3 of 5 from the line so far. Second free throw is up and rattles out. Almost went down, but instead a rebound defensively for the Hornets and Tulloch. Tulloch gets across the timeline through that Hornets logo, gives it up. Gets it back from Eisenbeiss out of the corner. Tulloch dribbles into a double team. Has to kick it out quickly to Eisenbeiss. Dribbles along the perimeter towards his left. Forced to give it up to Griffin Morris. Griffin Morris through the paint. Jumps up. Pass into the corner. Tulloch. Tulloch. No shot there. No chance to really dribble it out. So he'll have to lob it up cross court to Basson. He comes down with it. And then Basson at the buzzer. A three ball. It's good. Don't see them counting it yet. And now they have. Hunter Basson from 35 feet out with a hand in his face drills it at the buzzer and cuts this deficit down to 6. Saxony Lutheran, the top seed in this Raleigh-Duke-Herbert Classic, leads it 13-7. We're back for the second set of 8 minutes next.
From faxing to notarizing, the UPS Store is every ing for your small business. And when it comes to protecting your confidential information...
Shh! Quiet! You should know about the shredding services available at the UPS Store. They're just what you need for protecting, securing, and disposing of proprietary documents.
Oh, so I can do less worrying.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
The second quarter begins. Crystal City has the ball. Three ball from straightaway. Rims out by Morris. Long rebound. Fast break opportunity for the Crusaders. It's up ahead, and the left-hand layup is no good by Ethan Koenig, but he was fouled. No. They're going to call the ball knocked out of bounds behind him. So there you go. Baseline inbound for the Crusaders as they lead 13-7. Top of the circle. Swing left pass there. Baseline drive. Easy right-hand scoop and score for Trevor Oates. Assist going to Ty Miller. 15-7, Crusaders. 2-3 zone for Saxony Lutheran, trying to slow down this Crystal City team and give the Hornets a different change of pace. Of course, they always double down on the blocks, the Crusaders. Here's Tulloch to Basson, swings it to the near side wing. Three ball, Eisenbeiss, too strong. Ball tipped up into the air, finally reeled in by Ethan Koenig. Turns around and finds his teammate Oakes. Oakes crosses the timeline all the way to the bucket and finger rolls it home for two. Oakes with back-to-back buckets, giving the Crusaders a 17-7 lead and a forearm shiver there by Oakes on Morris, who tried to take it up the sideline. And that'll be team foul number 4 for the Crusaders. 6:59 to play in the second quarter, brought to you by Coles Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus, the UPS Store in Festus, and Comptory of Festus. Leah Richardson's son, Drew, heads into the ball game, and he'll inbounded into the backcourt for Hunter Basson, who hit a three ball at the buzzer from 35 feet out. Quite impressive. Had a hand in his face as well when he accomplished that little feat there. And Basson now with the ball. Low pass to Tulloch. He'll try his first shot, and he airballs it. And it's brought in by Ty Miller, leading the fast break for the Crusaders. Bounce pass along the baseline to Gilliland, who can't control it. He tried to save it over into the corner and overshot his man. Crusaders haven't looked great in terms of not turning the ball over, but Crystal City has also had their fair share of mistakes. What it comes down to is not a lot of perimeter buckets for Crystal City. Here's a hard drive by Donovan Tulloch, and waiting underneath the basket, Gilliland takes the charge as Donovan Tulloch's first personal foul. Tulloch, a very nice player, had quite the number of assists last night in the Crystal City first-round victory over Grandview. Well, he had one assist, but as I look at the stat sheet, but he assisted in other ways in terms of defense and getting some steals. Here's the Crusaders on their end of the floor. Three ball off to the right. Offensive rebound, putback try rattles home for Blake Gilliland. Crystal City quickly up ahead, ball tipped. And it goes out of bounds right in front of us. We are on a table up on a stage, and we are literally within two arms reach of Drew Richardson for the Hornets, who will inbound it for his team. Bounce pass low into the corner to the wing for Tulloch. Swings it to the right side, Basson back over to Tulloch. No shot there as the 2-3 zone is extended out to the perimeter by the Crusaders. Tulloch has it over to Richardson. Thought about a three-point shot, decided to try to drive it past the defender, and lost it off of his right foot out of bounds. Turnover, Hornets. Cole Eggemeyer is checking into the game for the Crusaders. He'll give the 6'8" Blake Gilliland a little breather. Jack Festi also off the floor in favor of Mason Dunn. So Coach Williams, a couple of changes there. 5:40 to play in the second quarter. 19-7 lead, and the carry is going to be called on Ty Miller. He immediately turns to his coaches and says, "What?" And they're like, "Yeah, he did." And he's like, "Okay." Here's Richardson on the wing. 5.5 to play in this first half. Crystal City down by a dozen. Tulloch from the top of the circle drives towards the paint. Has his shot blocked by Andrew Schwarting. He's about 6'6". Crusaders up the other way from left to right. They go on the near side wing. It's Festi. Festi gets a screen from Schwarting. Schwarting cuts to the basket. Festi tries to find him. It's knocked away by Richardson. Good heads-up defense there by Drew Richardson. It will stay Saxony basketball. With 5:15 to play in the second quarter, it's 19-7. Second quarter brought to you by Jefferson College of Hillsborough, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, and the YMCA of Jefferson County. In Festus, baseline inbound, Richardson smothering the inbounder. They lob it up, down low to Schwarting on the low block. He loses the ball out of bounds, but they're going to call a tie-up first. Possession arrow favors the Crusaders. Man-to-man defense for the Hornets. Inbound into the corner. Out of it, Miller with a pass up top to Schwarting. Back over to Miller. Will dribble it out towards the Hornet logo, the red and black logo here at Crystal City. Very nice looking. Here is a screen up top. Miller takes it and then actually stopped and popped and couldn't get that ball to drop in. A rebound for the Hornets. Basson up the other way. From right to left he goes. He's tripped up in the corner. And that'll be number 23 drawing the foul, Lane Koenig, his first personal, team's sixth, I believe. Looks like Hunter Basson's going to take a breather and Griffin Morris to check in. No, Basson will stay. Tulloch will come off the floor. Baseline corner inbound for Drew Richardson. Goes to the other corner. Basson three ball short. Defensive rebound is tipped away from Eggemeyer, and Crystal City picks up the rolling ball near midcourt. Now they'll get into their set. Griffin Morris, top of the key, drives towards the paint straight on, takes on the defender, and banks it home with the right. Griffin Morris on the score sheet, first 2 points of the second quarter for Crystal City. From the wing, drive and attack to the paint, and a foul is called as Festi drawing contact as he made his way through a pair of bodies, and that is team foul number 7 by Crystal City. I believe it was in the act of shooting anyway, so the 1-1 would not take place. It would be an in the act of shooting foul. We'll see what the call is. I believe that's what they called. It was Drew Richardson who drew the foul. As the quiet gym awaits the free throw, it was called a 1-1. So not in the act of shooting. I beg your pardon there. Back iron miss on the free throw by Festi. Crystal City with the board. Quickly up ahead into the corner. Richardson to the wing for Griffin Morris. Passes to Denby, who is able to attack the basket. Gets past Blake Gilliland and scoops it up with the left hand. Nate Denby's got three on the night. Crystal City trails by 11. Screen, mid-block, attack to the rim. Losing the ball was Miller. Crystal City headed up the other way. Two on two. Richardson sidesteps the defender, Festi, and Festi sticks with him and blocks his shot, but a foul is going to be called first. I thought it looked pretty clean. It's about 10 feet from us, but the official who made the call is 8 feet from the play. And so Richardson will have two free throws here coming. Takes a couple of dribbles, puts it into the right hand, puts it up, and unfortunately cannot get it to go, and then longingly stares at the basket as if it's the basket's fault the ball did not go in. You know what? I'm guilty of doing the same thing. It's like, really? That didn't go in? Here's a back iron miss again by Richardson. Rebound into the corner. Denby scoops it up. He's doubled immediately. Gives it to Richardson, who has his headband knocked off as he puts up a shot. Gilliland called for the foul. And Richardson will toe the line again. Maybe seeing some stars there after kind of taking a knock on the head. He'll put the black headband back on. Get ready to line up a couple more free throws. That is team foul number 7, by the way, by the Crusaders. Richardson, first one, and short arm that one. And now he looks down at his feet. So first it was the bucket, now it's his feet. 19-11, the score remains as the scoreboard just went off. So we'll try to keep it manually here. Second free throw, bounces twice off the iron, no good. And then Denby comes down with the board. And what do we have here? We have another foul. I believe we do. Richardson going 0 for 4 from the charity stripe. Not very charitable, is it? And I believe they've now noticed that the scoreboard is not operational. And so they're going to try to figure this one out. In the meantime, let's thank some of our sponsors for the Raleigh Duke Herbert Classic, Applebee's of Farmington. Guess where they're at? Midwest Sports Center, Walker Drive in Farmington, as well as Home Pools and Spas of Ledington and Mineral Area College in Park Hills. Let's not forget about Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. All right, the clock is back working. 3:54 to play. Bassin, corner three. No good for the Hornets, and then an over-the-back called on Richardson on the rebound try. So Richardson found a wide-open Bassin, couldn't knock down the shot, and then Richardson, right near the bucket, went over the top of number 33, Ethan Koenig, and that is team foul number 9, and because it's a defensive foul, a 1-1 situation with 9 team fouls, as the Crusaders will try to add to their 8-point lead. And the front end of the 1-1 is successful for Ethan Koenig. That free throw there brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey. They move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. All free throws throughout the basketball season, boys and girls, is sponsored by Coldwell Banker. Koenig misses the second free throw. It's a 20-11 advantage. Crusaders, 3:40 to play. Three ball. Crystal City's Eisenbeis rims it out. Rebound by the bucket for the Crusaders. Koenig gets credit for that one. Pushes it up ahead to Ty Miller. Skip pass from the top of the circle to the left of the bucket is too hard, and unable to reel it in was Festi. It goes out of bounds over to Crystal City. So a backcourt inbound for the Hornets as they operate right to left. Morris gets it in easily to Bassin, who draws a two-man press back there. Bassin with a pass across the timeline, tipped up into the air and brought back in by Morris. Morris over to Denby, turns to his right, finds Bassin. Back to Morris, to the baseline, low, tip pass, Denby, mid-block, yes, sir. Got it in from about 5 feet out. Nice, quick passing there by the Hornets. They trail by 7. Approaching the 3-minute mark of the second quarter, Gilliland from the free throw line dumps it down low for a turnaround floater by Koenig. It's no good. Battle for the loose ball rebound, and the Hornets come away with it. Quickly up ahead, Morris to Bassin, dribbles it off the left foot of the defender, Koenig, and out of bounds. It will stay Crystal City basketball. So Crystal City trying to make the most of their fast break opportunities, except good defense there by Koenig to slide his feet along the baseline and stick with Bassin there and force that ball to go out of bounds. Inbound from the baseline to the top of the key for Bassin. Brings it in, goes off to his right to Morris to the wing. Crystal City again going right to left here. They're on the near side of the floor. Turnaround, mid-range jumper by the lefty Denby. No good, rolls off, and the rebound by Trevor Oakes. Quickly up ahead, Oakes pushes it, finds a wide-open man on the wing, and that's Andrew Schwarting. He knocks it down for three, and the Crusaders are up 22-13. Crystal City just getting that ball across the timeline. Low, over to the right for Bassin. Takes a couple of dribbles. Line drive pass to Eisenbeis on the far right wing. Eisenbeis picked up his dribble. Done on him. Eisenbeis forced to give it up. He does to Connor Lowe, who tries to get a shot up over Gilliland and could not do so. Lost control of the ball, but it's off the right hip of Gilliland and out of bounds. It will stay Crystal City basketball. Eisenbeis to inbound it from the baseline. Finds Denby in the corner. Swings it up top to Morris. Morris off the right hip to Eisenbeis. Back to Morris. Swings it around the perimeter to the near side for Bassin. Can't take a three there as he's doubled. Over to Morris. Morris dribbles between a double team and floats it up and gets it to go. Nice little drive there by Griffin Morris. Good ball control as well. Getting through that double. Maintaining possession. Putting up a seven-footer and getting it to go. Crystal City down by seven. 1:40 to play in this first half. Be sure to stick around for the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Underneath the basket, a line drive pass to Jack Festy, and he's a little off kilter, but he's able to get it to go from point blank range. Festy with four on the night, 24-15 Crusaders. Crystal City quickly up into the front court. Denby drives on Gillen, who puts both arms up. Denby can't get it over him and get it to go. And then quickly up ahead, a bounce pass, a nice little skip pass in the front court by Oakes to Festy on the run. He's able to get it to go with the right. That fast break opportunity lasted about 2 seconds. Barely had a chance to see who made the bucket. 60 seconds in this first half. Crystal City trying to keep it closer, down by 11. Eisenbeis, three on the wing. No, up to the top. Bassin with a hand in his face. He knocks another one down. Had a buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter, and then has Festy put a hand in his face here in the second quarter and still gets the three to go. Bassin has six on the night. Three ball now, the other side of the floor by Dunn. That rolls off. Rebound, Gilliland. Crusaders keep it. Pass up top, deflected away, but still brought in by Trevor Oakes, who stops and pops from the wing and drops home the three. Oakes with 7 second quarter points. 11-point advantage for the Crusaders. 25 seconds to go, no shot clock. Hornets can take the final shot. Wing-to-wing pass, they go. Now back up top to Bassin, who will back it up right onto the black and red Crystal City Hornet logo. Swings it to the near side for Eisenbeis. A couple of dribbles, wraparound pass back towards midcourt. Goes away from Bassin and out of bounds onto the Saxony side of the floor, and the Crusaders will pick it up there on the inbound with 10.3 seconds to go. It'll be Oakes to inbound it to Miller. Or not. He'll flip it to the backcourt for Dunn. Dunn dribbles the ball up the floor, middle part of the floor, goes over to the left. Here's Miller driving past his defender, and a moving screen's going to be called on Gilliland. Miller got what he wanted. A little separation from his defender, but Gilliland moved his feet along with Miller and kept body contact, I believe, on Denby. So a turnover, excuse me, on Bassin. Now inbound for the Hornets. Bassin's pass up ahead, stolen, half-court heave by the Crusaders, and Oakes cannot get it to go. 29-18 is your score after the first 16 minutes of play. It is the second round, quote-unquote, semifinal round of this seventh Raleigh-Duke-Herbert Classic, and the top-seed Crusaders are up 29-18 over the sixth-seed Crystal City Hornets. Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up next on KJF.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to let you know that they are now open in their new Deloge location at 1131 North Deloge Drive, right between Specs Optical and O'Reilly Auto. We are even more excited that our UPS store is now open as well and ready to serve your print, ship, and mail needs. Be sure to stop by on Wednesday, November 28th between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for our grand opening celebration. Smoky Valley Barbecue will be with us offering lunch for purchase, and you can register to win some awesome prizes. Ribbon cutting to be held at noon. We'll see you then.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300. Convenience at your fingertips. Whether you have checking accounts, saving accounts, CDs, IRAs, or loans, you can access all of your accounts on Bloomsdale Bank's easy-to-use mobile app. View balances, make transfers, and enjoy many other features the Bloomsdale Bank app has to offer. Visit their website at bloomsdalebank.com or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're already thinking spring at Mineral Area College because now is the time to register for Mineral Area College's spring classes. The new semester starts January 14th. Whether you take classes during the day, at night, or online, reserve your spot soon to get the classes you need to excel. Spring semester starts January 14th, so register online at mineralarea.edu or call Student Services to get started. It starts here at Mineral Area College.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
Hot and Ready Pizza is here at your Little Caesars in Herculaneum. They have their famous Little Caesars combo for just $5. And for dinner, pick up a Hot and Ready cheese, pepperoni, or sausage pizza for just $5.55. Or a five-meat feast, and I mean feast, for just $9. That's Little Caesars off I-55 at the Herculaneum exit behind Cracker Barrel. Open at 10:30, 7 days a week. And be sure to use the Little Caesars app when ordering.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
At Toyota, November is Govember. Everyone's raving about our Black Friday savings. Go explore in the versatile RAV4. It's built for adventure with cargo space for all your gear. Go road trip in the roomy Highlander. It's a family favorite with seating for up to eight. Go turn heads in the exhilarating Camry with style that captivates. Go enjoy the off-road in the Tacoma with available four-wheel drive. Or go high-tech in the sporty Corolla hatchback and pump up the volume. And as always, go safe. All these Toyota models and more come with an advanced safety system standard at no extra cost. Go to your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota value lasts, but our Black Friday deals won't. Govember ends soon. Learn more at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
KJFF, Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood back with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. It's the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Saxony Lutheran 29, Crystal City 18. That is your score at the break. At one point, the Hornets actually led 4-3, but Saxony Lutheran went on a 10-0 run in the first quarter, expanded that to a, 26-14 run. So at that point, I don't really know if it's necessarily a run anymore, but 3:45 to play, or 3:45 to go before the start of the second half, and again, 29-18 your score. Let's go to your Bloomsdale Bank stats, connected to their customer since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. It's the Crusaders with 29. Here's how they got them. Ty Miller, 4. Trevor Oakes, 7. All 7 of Oakes' points coming in the second quarter. Then you got Ethan Koenig off the bench with 1, going 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Jack Festy with 6 for the Crusaders. Blake Gilliland, the 6'8" postman, he had 7 first quarter points, 2 in the second quarter, a total of 9 there. And then Andrew Schwarting, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-I-N-G, Schwarting with a 3-ball from the wing in the second quarter, and that's all he's got. So, again, that totals up to 29, if my math serves me correctly. At least the scoreboard is right. For the Crystal City Hornets, Griffin Morris, one of the starters with 4. Another starter, Drew Richardson, 3 points, although he left 4 at the free throw line in the second quarter, going 0-for-4 from there. Nate Denby, 1-of-2 from the line in the first quarter, 2 buckets in the second quarter for a total of 5. And then Hunter Basson, a 3-ball at the buzzer of the first quarter, and then a 3-ball in the second quarter as well. He's got 6 totals, so that's 18 for Crystal City. Winner of this game will advance to the championship in this 7th Rollitt Duke Herbert Classic. The Crusaders have won the last 3 classics, and they're looking to make it 4 in a row if they can win this one. But, you know, Crystal City's put up a good fight. Crystal City had a size disadvantage, and it hasn't really affected them too much. I haven't been able to keep stats for rebounds, but it feels like, based on what I've seen, Crystal City and Saxony Lutheran are about even in that category. The only difference is in the offensive rebounds is the Crusaders have a lot more down-low rebounds. Crystal City more of the long rebounds. Of course, those coming off of missed three-pointers. But Crystal City, as the sixth seed, has hung tight with this top-seed Saxony Lutheran Crusader team, a team that graduated 3 guys that are currently playing college basketball. And so that just sort of shows you the pedigree that the Crusaders have. And for the Hornets to only be down 11 at the break, it is quite spectacular. So we're about 60 seconds away from the start of the third quarter. Let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we come back in 30 seconds, we'll have the start of the third quarter. 29-18, Saxony Lutheran leading Crystal City here at the break.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the Midwest Sports Center halftime show as it comes to its conclusion. We'll get ready to start this third quarter here in a second. Tomorrow night at 6:30, we will have Jefferson and St. Vincent in the other semifinal matchup of this classic. They stretch this Rollitt Duke Herbert Classic over a 5-day span, and We'll start this third quarter with a Drew Richardson three ball on the other end of the floor. He misses. Offensive rebound for the Hornets. They kick it back out to Richardson, who's long this time on the three-pointer. So it goes 0-for-2 there. Saxon Lutheran quickly up the other way, and a Schwarting 15-footer from the baseline is good. So we start off this third quarter. Two misses on the Crystal City end, and one shot and one make for the Crusaders. They continue that two-man backcourt press and then a 2-3 zone in the front court set, and Richardson now has been called for traveling on along the baseline for Crystal City. And so not the start that Coach Richardson was looking for, but he's up off the bench clapping his hands a couple of rounds there just to show signs of encouragement. 7:18 to play in this third quarter. 13-point advantage for the Crusaders as they try to impose their will a little bit more here. Gilliland has a pass bounce off of his hands. He tries to save it right in front of us, but throws it right in the arms of Denby. Denby to Wilkerson. Leaps up into the air right towards the basket and tries to dump it off to Griffin Morris, who could not handle it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover, Hornets. 0-for-2 from the field. Two turnovers by Crystal City as we begin this third quarter. That stat brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. From right to left, the Crusaders go. It's Ty Miller bringing the ball up the floor, crosses the center court stripe, lobs it up towards the bucket underneath, reeling in Oaks. Oaks, though, his shot no good, got his own rebound, tried to put it back, and took an elbow into the ribs as Griffin Morris gets called for the foul. A bigger part, and they called Denby for the foul. That's his first. Lob pass from the baseline from Gilliland to Schwarting. Schwarting misses the five-footer. Offensive rebound, Oaks. Oaks' put back try is no good, but he got fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for two free throws. Coldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate free throws coming up for Oaks. Oaks, a couple of dribbles. You can hear the bounces clearly with the silent gym here at Crystal City High School, and Oaks is short on the first one. Getting ready to check in at the scorer's table is Koenig, Ethan Koenig. There's an Ethan and there's a Lane, and they're brothers, and it's Ethan who's coming into the game as it looks like Gilliland will take a seat, but not before one of the assistant coaches has a chat with him. Second free throw, no good by Oaks. Coach Williams shouting back, back, back. That's telling the defense for the Crusaders to get back, and they do. Settling into that 2-3 shifting zone. Here's Richardson on the wing for the Hornets, driving right side of the lane. Lost the dribble. Griffin Morris picks up the roll and the ball in the corner. Gets it back to Richardson through the paint. Richardson into the corner for Connor Lowe. Lowe's pass back to the other corner is tipped away and out of bounds. It will stay Crystal City basketball. Near steal there by Ethan Koenig. So it'll be a baseline inbound, about 10 feet to the right of the bucket. Morris looking for a teammate, telling guys to come forward. Wilkerson takes the inbound pass there, lost it through the paint. Richardson wrestling it away from Ethan Koenig on the floor. Tie-up is called, and possession arrow favoring the Crusaders. And Drew Richardson is going to have to take a seat here. Clearly frustrated with the inability to score at this point. And just a couple of turnovers here and there in this ballgame for Richardson. He's been held to just 3 points after last night getting 9. Crusaders up 31-18, 6:10 to play. Slip pass from the top of the circle by Miller to Gilliland. Lost control of it, but able to keep it in bounds to Oaks. Oaks' 5-foot shot no good. And then Eisenbeiss up the court, turns it over on the pass. Mid-block jumper, no good. Miller put back off glass in for Oaks. 33-18, the press for the Crusaders continues. From the back to the front, Denby, the pass there to Morris. Morris into the corner for Eisenbeiss. Lobs it up to the top of the key for Wilkerson. Comes down with it, kicks it into the corner for Lowe. Lowe back up top to Wilkerson. Swings it around to his left to the wing for Morris. Up top for Lowe, who tips it back into the hands of Wilkerson. Dribbles twice to his left into the corner for Eisenbeiss. Drives baseline, kicks it out to the elbow, and the elbow jumper there by Connor Lowe comes up short. Rebound for the Crusaders. Crystal City get to score here in the third, down 33-18, 5:10 to play. Done. Low pass to Miller. Hands it off to Schwarting. Back to Miller. Mid-range shot, 15-footer right inside the perimeter there. He gets it to go. Miller's got six. Two-man backcourt press for the Crusaders. Broken by the Hornets into the corner low. Overhead pass to Demby, top of the circle. Swings it right. Three ball. Wilkerson, no good. As it bounced off the left side of the rim, then the top of the backboard, which is considered out of bounds, especially when it's actually on top of the backboard, not just high on the backboard. And so that's going to be a Saxony Lutheran ball after that shot goes out of bounds. So 4:48 to play. 35-18 Crusaders. Bringing the ball up the floor, right to left they go. Oaks kicks it onto the wing for Dunn. Dunn shuffled his feet before getting rid of the ball, and that's a turnover by the Crusaders. Two team fouls for Crystal City, zero for the Crusaders in the second half. Wilkerson takes the inbound, gets it up ahead to Denby. Bounce pass to the wing for Eisenbeis, shielded by the official there. Eisenbeis able to get it up top to Wilkerson. Wilkerson looking to go right instead. Passes it left to the wing for Bassin. Bassin has two threes tonight. Tries to get past Dunn along the baseline and lost it out of bounds. Dunn tipped it away. Highlighter shoes and all. Mason Dunn playing pretty good defense for the Crusaders. And now he'll squeak his way over to the Saxony bench. Dunn as Festy checks into the game for him. Inbound pass for the Hornets. Now top of the circle as they go left to right. It'll be Wilkerson holding the ball just above his right hip on the Hornet logo. Bounce pass to the wing for Eisenbeis to Lowe, and then kicks it into the corner for a three ball right in front of the Crystal City bench. Hunter Bassin has his third three of the night. He's got nine for the Hornets. They now trail by 14. Full timeout by Coach Richardson. 4:07 to play in this third quarter. We're back in 30 on KJF.
Have real estate to sell? Consider this.
What affects the value of your home? Location has always been important. Age, size, sale price of sold properties, and the number of similar properties for sale are also vital. Conditions now are great for sellers as there is a shortage of marketable homes. Call me, Mary Gilliam, to get an opinion on your home. Now is the time to sell.
Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate will help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerhalsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
A check of the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. It is 35-21 Saxony Lutheran over Crystal City. The 1B the 6, 4:07 to play in this third quarter. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities that they serve. All right, so Crystal City got a three ball by Hunter Bassin, then called a timeout. So it's Crusader ball. As they inbound it in the backcourt, operating right to left, it's Oaks dribbling it with the right hand and tries a little line drive pass up ahead to Miller. That's deflected out of bounds by Lowe. All right, Sam Barnan got about 40 seconds of play there for Saxony as Blake Gilliland will check back in. Gilliland, again, the 6'8" guy for Saxony. He stands above the rest for sure. Nice little 1-2 action there. As Schwarting finds Festy by the bucket, who lays it up off glass and in. Crystal City operating left to right here in this second half. 3:40 to play in the third. Wilkerson, top of the key. Quick pass over to the right wing for Eisenbeis. He'll go all the way back around the perimeter into the corner for Bassin. Doesn't have a three-point shot there. Instead goes to Wilkerson. And then Wilkerson got a little baby shove there number 14, Miller. There you go. Miller gets called for the foul. That's his first. Team's second. Crystal City will inbound it from the baseline. Up top to Wilkerson, slightly off towards the wing. Gets into the corner for Lowe. Back up to Wilkerson. Wilkerson dribbling, driving to the right. Bounce pass to the low block. Denby trapped there by the double. Forced to bounce it through the double team. He does and finds Connor Lowe. Mid-block bank shot for Connor Lowe. He's on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. He's got two. 37-23 Crystal City trail. Saxony with possession. Entry pass on the cut. Festy can't handle it. And he goes down to the court with Wilkerson. They call it tie-up. And that means possession arrow favoring Crystal City. Be sure to stick around after our game concludes here this evening. We'll have our post-game show like we always do. And then we'll head into Mizzou basketball as they take on Temple, the Owls, and the Tigers going at it. 8 o'clock tip-off there. We'll join that one in progress. Full court press by the Crusaders. Crystal City going up the floor left to right. Wilkerson finally crosses the timeline. Line drive pass to Richardson, who gives it right back. One-hand pass, Wilkerson to Bassin. On the move, into the corner, the pass to Tulloch. Tulloch out of the corner. Overhead pass to the top of the circle for Wilkerson. Back to Tulloch on the wing. Tulloch 0 for 1 from the field tonight. So he passes up a shot. Instead finds a wide open Colin Wilkerson, who gets it to go. Three ball from Colin Wilkerson. Hornets still trailing by 11. Entry pass tipped up into the air. Richardson steals it as Miller was looking for Schwarting. Quickly up ahead, Richardson. Bounce pass past the arm of the defender to Tulloch. Tulloch, touch pass into the corner. Griffin Morris, a three ball there. And just like that, the Hornets are down by 8. Griffin Morris has 7. 2:15 to play in this third quarter. Crossing the timeline, Saxony. It's Oaks calling out the play. Held up the number 2. Dribbles along the perimeter. Goes to Schwarting. Thought about a 3. Drew a double. Step back 3 now for Schwarting, and he knocks it home. What a sweet little step back by Schwarting. And the Crusaders back up by 11. Crystal City running up the floor. Fade away from the baseline. Morris cannot get it to go. Rebound Crusaders. 3-on-2. Leading the fast break was Oaks. Bounce pass to the low block for Festi, who scoops it up and in off the glass and draws contact and the foul. And with that, Miller will take a breather, and the other guard on the Saxony Lutheran Crusaders, Mason Dunn, checks back in. Be sure after the game to check out our KJF Sports Instagram account for images, pictures, if you will, of our contest here this evening. Missed free throw there, so no and one converted by Festi. He'll have to settle for the 2. 13-point lead for the Crusaders. 95 seconds to play in this third quarter. Left to right, the Hornets go. And on the right corner is Morris. Overhead pass to the wing for Wilkerson. Over to Tulloch, left side, back to Wilkerson. Wilkerson from that same spot now drives left side of the paint, kicks it into the corner for Tulloch. Dribbles out of it along the baseline into a double and lost his pivot foot. Tulloch turns it over. Crystal City did get it back within 8. A sweet little step back, as I mentioned earlier, by Schwarting, and then a fast break opportunity with the Festi bucket. And just like that, the Crusaders are back up 13. 65 seconds to play in this third period. Dunn has it right wing to Gilliland. Elbow. Overhead pass to Schwarting along the wing. He'll kick it up top to Oaks. Oaks picks up the dribble. Finds Schwarting from the free throw line. Turn around Jay. No good. Long rebound. Tracked down by Schwarting. Then attacks the bucket and gets called for a foul. So Schwarting. A charge on Wilkerson, who got his feet set right next to the basket before Schwarting got into the act of shooting. And that's excellent defense there by Colin Wilkerson. Senior guard for the Hornets, making a senior play. 48 seconds to go, inbound in the backcourt. Denby receives it from Bassin, gets it up ahead to Richardson. Takes on 3 Lutheran defenders, goes with the left-hand 180 layup and cannot get it to go. The windmill layup, if you will. And then Saxony Lutheran coming up the other way. And an errant pass there by Dunn trying to get it down low to Schwarting. So turnover by the Crusaders. 33 seconds to go. Morris inbounds in the backcourt for Crystal City as he bounces it over to Denby. Left to right, the Hornets go. 28 seconds. Ball still in the backcourt. Bassin trying to get around Schwarting. He does. Lays it off to Morris. Morris off the right hip back over to the near side. For Bassin, up top to Wilkerson. 16 seconds to go. No shot clock in high school ball. Crystal City can settle for the final shot. 12 seconds to go. Wilkerson, top of the circle, drives left. Bounce pass through the paint. Denby wide open for the layup with the right hand. Denby going with his offhand to convert the 2. 3 seconds to go. 3 ball straight away. Oaks, back iron, no good as the horn sounds. 42-31, end of the third quarter score. Saxony leading Crystal City here on KJF.
Make it a great night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers and let the kids pick from their favorite menu item. For yourself, how about a half rack of baby back ribs with a 6-ounce sirloin steak? Or a grilled shrimp skewer with 5 crispy shrimp and a 6-ounce USDA select top sirloin? Or 10 crispy shrimp and grilled salmon? Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and specific times for happy hours and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Matt Greenwood for KJFF. It's the semifinals of the 7th Rolla Duke Herbert Classic. And we start the fourth quarter with Saxony Lutheran up 42-31 on your Crystal City Hornets. Through the key, dribbling Miller, forced to turn around and find Schwarting on the wing as the Crusaders continue to operate right to left in this second half. And they're going to settle things down. Remember, no shot clock in high school ball, so the Crusaders can get set in their half-court offense and get the shot that they want. They wanted Oaks for three, and he got it to go. Tough three for the Hornets to swallow here to start the fourth quarter as now Saxony increases their lead to 14. Wing-to-wing pass. Lowe saves it from going out of bounds. Kept his toes just inside the sideline in front of the Crystal City bench. Wing pass, Wilkerson on the bounce to Lowe. Bounces it back to Wilkerson. Three ball is short off the right, contested by Schwarting. Crusaders coming up the floor with the ball. Oaks dribbles baseline up and under move. Kisses it off the glass and in. Trevor Oaks, 7 second quarter points, 5 fourth quarter points, 2 in the third. Quick math, that's 14. Wilkerson, three ball, open, you got it. Colin Wilkerson knocks down his second three of the night, 47-34. Crusaders. Three ball from the corner, uncontested. Schwarting got it. Andrew Schwarting has three balls tonight, 11 total. 50-34, the top seed Crusaders in the lead. Corner three low, thought about it, fakes it, one dribble into the shot, comes up long off the side of the rim, rebounded by Oaks. Quickly up ahead in the front court for the Crusaders, bounce pass to Miller, to Gilliland in the paint, and Gilliland traveled with it. Blake Gilliland wasn't sure if he should pass it down low or turn around and pass it up top, and he moved his feet in the process. This fourth quarter brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale Herculaneum, St. Genevieve and Crystal City, as well as Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate of Farmington, Mario's Italia of Farmington, and Bryant Restoration in Farmington and Poplar Bluff. 6:05 to play in the ball game. Wilkerson from left to right. The Hornets go. Wilkerson on that left wing, forced to give it up to Morse. Kicks it to the right for Richardson. 2-3 zone for the Crusader D. Here's Basson. He's hit three threes tonight. Left open on the wing. Passes up the shot. Goes to Richardson. Back at the top of the key. Basson passes up another three ball. Instead gets it to his teammate left side, Wilkerson. Three ball from the wing is good. He's got two threes here in the fourth quarter. Up ahead, the Crusaders turn it over. Steal by Richardson. Richardson, 30-foot outlet pass. Driving baseline, Wilkerson takes on Gilliland and will not get the shot to go, but he does draw a foul. And bigger part of that was Oaks that he was going up against. And so it's going to be Wilkerson. A fearless drive there by him. He's about 3 inches shorter than Oaks. And he draws the foul and will take two free throws here. Wilkerson spins the ball and flips it up. And that one will rim out. 5:32 to play in this fourth quarter. Respect from the fans, giving Wilkerson a chance to collect his thoughts as he takes these free throws. Second free throw is up, back iron, no good. Rebound, Hornets. Denby puts it back up. He's blocked by Oaks. Oaks comes down with a loose ball. 30-foot pass in the corner for Dunn. Dunn back out to Oaks, swings it around the perimeter, near side for Schwarting. Didn't want the three there, gave it to Festi. Festi, give it back to Schwarting. Back to Festi. Back to Schwarting, to the top for Oaks. Little 1-2 action there by those pair. 5:08 to play. Crusaders in possession of 13. Festi, left side drive. Floats it up, no good, but hit the deck after a body bump by Blake Eisenbeis. Two free throws coming for Jack Festi. He is 0-2 so far from the line. Free throw coming. Festi cannot get it to go. This fourth quarter also brought to you by Little Caesars Pizza of Herculaneum, Potosi Lumber in Potosi, Serenity Hospice Care, Gilster Mary Lee, and, of course, the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. And touching all of the paint on the rim, Festy gets that second free throw to fall. So now he's 1 of 4 from the charity stripe. And substitution as Varnon comes off the floor, Gilliland back in. 5 minutes even in this fourth quarter, 51-37, Saxony Lutheran in the lead. Denby from the free throw line, passes to the wing, touch pass Morris to the top of the circle. Wilkerson drives left side, gets past Dunn into the body of Gilliland, and a foul is going to be called, and I believe it's on Dunn. Yes, push from behind by Mason Dunn, his second personal foul. Four team fouls for the Crusaders, five for the Hornets. Baseline inbound, they go up top to Morris, swings it left side to Wilkerson. Wilkerson back to Morris, top of the circle, over, oh no, I'm sorry, now that's Wilkerson. Passing to Wilkerson, looked the same from the side. Wilkerson settled for an 18-footer and came up short. Beg your pardon there. 4.5 to play, Crusaders in possession near the timeline. Festy gives it up to Schwarting, elbow J, yes sir. Andrew Schwarting, he's got a smooth stroke. And he's used that to his advantage, has 13 on the night. Wilkerson over to the wing for Morris. Cross-court pass to Eisenbeis. Back up top to Wilkerson, who settles the ball down on his right hip. Now dribbles it twice. Switches over to the left hand, back to the right. Festy defending him in a 2-3 zone by the Crusaders, which they've pretty much run all night. It's been backcourt press 2-3 zone for the Crusader D all night long. Wilkerson thought about a three, passes it up, goes left, forced to go back right. Eisenbeis, three from the wing, too strong. Offensive board, Denby, put back try is good. Second time tonight, Nate Denby has gotten an offensive board off of a missed three ball and has been able to put it up and in with a right hand despite being a southpaw. 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it here. 3:47 to play in this ball game. Crystal City trailing 53-39. All timeouts this season brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's. That is located at St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. For those of you not familiar with who Rolla Herbert was, he got the nickname Duke while coaching at Crystal City. He accumulated 200 wins in 10 seasons coaching the Crystal City Hornets. He also took them to the state tournament a couple of times, finishing second in 1979 and finishing third in 1982. And after this tournament was called the Crystal City Classic for a while, in honor of Rolla Duke Herbert, they renamed it. And that was 7 years ago to this year. The Crusaders are three-peat champs. All right, timeout over. Traveling called on the Crusaders as Oaks shuffled his feet. Again, be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. We'll talk to both coaches. Donovan Tolick back into the game for Crystal City. Gets it up ahead into the front court. Bassin now with it. Goes left side. And that is Eisenbeis, who can't handle the pass. Forced to give it back up to Bassin. Over to Tulloch. Cross-court pass to Eisenbeis. Three ball. No. He'll pass it up. Drive baseline. And then he gets called for traveling. Eisenbeis thought he had a good chance of getting to the bucket. And then he ran into 6'8" Gilliland. Stopped and lost control of his pivot foot. So turnover by the Hornets as they trail by 14, 3:05 to play. Crusaders nearly threw it out of bounds. Instead, they'll keep it and get into their half-court set. Gilliland pushed to the three-point line, turns around, finds Schwarting down low. Fadeaway, jumper, back iron, no good. Tipped up into the air by Gilliland, brought in by Richardson. Richardson, right-hand dribble, straight up the floor. Takes on three. Crusaders throws it up. No good off the glass. Wanting the foul was Richardson. Did not get the call. Under three to play. It is Festy into the corner. Schwarting, three ball. Yep. That's a good right hand by Andrew Schwarting. He's got four three balls in the ballgame. 56-39 lead for the Crusaders. Man, that is a nice looking shot. Here's Richardson, top of the circle. Pass into the paint for Morris, and he comes up limping, holding his right knee, trying to stretch it out. No one is tending to him. I guess if it pains him enough, he'll say something about it. Or just, you know, try to tough it out. But We'll see. We'll keep an eye on Griffin Morris. He's the one that inbounds it for the Hornets. Gets it back into the corner. Flat-footed three is up. Back iron no good. Offensive board. Bassin on the move. He grabbed it out of the air and put it back up off the window and in. Bassin's got 11. Bassin has scored at least 2 points in every quarter. That's a Bloomsdale Bank stat for you. A nice one at that, too. 2 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. 15-point advantage for the Crusaders. With it, Miller gets a screen up top. Dribbles around it. Forced to back it up. And dump it off to Oaks. Oaks near the timeline gets it to Schwarting. He'll try a fadeaway from the free throw line. Got hit right across the arm. And will step up to the free throw line for two shots. Schwarting has caught fire here in the second half. He had 3 points at the end of the first 16 minutes. But here in the last, let's see, 8 plus 6 is 14. Good math there. In the last 14 minutes, he has scored 13 points. So there you go. Timeout. Coach Williams, I believe it's of the 32nd variety. So let's go ahead and keep it here and thank some of our sponsors. Fleeg's Equipment of St. Genevieve and Ledington, as well as New Era Bank in Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Zelos, and Bonterre. Cole's Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, Applebee's of Farmington, the YMCA of Jefferson County. Don't forget about Jefferson College. They're located in Hillsboro. And if you need something delivered, we'll go to the UPS store in Festus. They'll help you out. 1:46 to play in this fourth quarter. Looks like the Crusaders are well on their way to the championship of this Raleigh Duke Herbert Classic. And they'll be awaiting the winner of Jefferson and St. Vincent, who will play tomorrow night at 6:30 with a 6:15 pregame right here on KJFF. So we hope you join us for that one as well. Again, coming up after our coverage of this ball game, we'll have Mizzou basketball as they take on the Temple Owls. All right, out of the timeout, Schwarting, who got fouled before that timeout, will toe the line for two, and he sinks the first free throw. Schwarting expected to be an X factor in the season for the Crusaders. He's a junior with a beautiful stroke. Misses the second free throw. And Crystal City quickly up the other way. Three ball from the corner. Wilkerson, it rattles about. Eventually falls out and knocked away out of bounds underneath the basket by the Crusaders. Crystal City will maintain possession, flipping it to the top of the circle is Morris for Lowe. Lowe quickly gives it up into the corner. Morris has it. Cross-court pass to Lowe. Bad decision there. Stolen by the Crusaders. 85 seconds to play. Corner three. Ty Miller rattles out. Rebound. And put back is good off the glass by Ethan Koenig. 70 seconds left. 59-41 Crusaders in the lead. Screen up top. Wilkerson gets it set by Denby, forced to give it up into the corner. Bassin, baseline drive, gets caught underneath and misses with the right hand. Rebound, Crusaders up the other way. Crossing the timeline is Festy. Off the right hip, passes it to Oaks. Into the corner, Schwarting could shoot it if he wanted to, but not in shooting position, so he likes to give it up. Here's Festy, top of the circle. Back over to the right side for Ethan Koenig. Oaks down low to Schwarting. Schwarting slashed across the arm by Connor Lowe. That's a difference of about 5 inches there. So Schwarting back to the free throw line. We've got Connor Lowe listed as 6 feet tall and Schwarting listed as 6 foot six. So you tell me who's going to win that one. Schwarting is able to knock down the first free throw. He's now 2 of 3 from the stripe. And the Crusaders will go ahead and take a seat. A couple of the starters, Ty Miller and Jack Festy, they put in a good night's work. Schwarting gets the friendly roll on the second free throw. He's now 3 of 4 at the line. And the Crusaders up their advantage to 61-41. 43 and a half ticks left. Tulloch, Bassin, Eisenbeis, Denby, and now Logan Anderson into the game for the Hornets. Those are your five for the red and black. 35 seconds to go. Hornets in possession, down by 20. Bassin on the Hornet logo, kicks it onto the wing for Tulloch. Cross-court pass, has some air underneath it. Eisenbeis able to secure it. Back cross-court to Tulloch, steps into a 15-foot jumper and misses off the back iron. No good. Here is Oaks up the floor. Trevor Oaks, hesitation move, drives baseline, and Tulloch stuffs it. Tulloch says, not in my house. Nice block there by Donovan Tulloch. However, Saxony does keep the ball, 15 seconds to go. Trevor Oaks to inbound it, and it's deflected away by Tulloch. Great defensive-minded player, Donovan Tulloch. Creates a turnover for the Hornets. They got 7 seconds to go in the front court. Eisenbeis three from the corner. Short rim, no good. Long rebound, Tulloch floats it up there. Back iron, also no good. And the buzzer will sound, bringing us to our final score of 61-41. The top seed, Saxony Lutheran Crusaders, upend the host team and sixth seed, Crystal City, by 20 points tonight in this semifinal of the Rolla Duke Herbert Classic. We'll be back with the Home Pools and Spas postgame show next on KJF.
You love to shop.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, then you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted price.
You'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount every day.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Big Steve's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67, Farmington. Big Steve, it's hunting season, and that's when Midwest Sports Center really shines.
It is that time of year. The cold weather's coming in, leaves are changing, and the deer are out. Come on down and get your ATV side by side. Also, get ready for snow. We can put snow plows, winches, anything you need on a machine. Give us a call, 573-756-7975.
That's Big Steve at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bus, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
Pulse Tractor and Equipment continues to be the leader of compact tractor sales for St. Francis and surrounding counties. How, you ask? It's simple. By selling the best quality for the best price with a proven best warranty on the market. Hi, it's Hannah with LS, the major brand maker of two other brands. Brands that you already know and love. At Coles Tractor and Equipment, you get that same franchise quality with the best 6-year parts and labor warranty and more standard features than I can name in this 60-second ad. This month, get the 35-horsepower 4-wheel drive diesel tractor with loader and skid steer front bucket for only $16,999. That's right, get the 35-horsepower compact diesel tractor with loader for only $16,999. Give us a call today, 573-756-4353, or stop by Coles Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Coles Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College.
Matt Greenwood back with you for the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. I'm joined by Kevin Williams, head coach of the Saxony Lutheran Crusaders. They pick up the 61-41 victory over the Crystal City Hornets in this Rolla Duke Herbert Classic semifinal game. And, Coach, three guys in double figures. Andrew Schwarting caught on fire in the second half, had 16 of his 19 in the second half. Let's address him first and foremost, and he was kind of the main reason why you guys created even more separation in that second half.
Yeah, I was just really glad that he even played tonight. He sprained his ankle yesterday in practice, and he was questionable whether or not he was going to even play tonight, so he just battled through it and got it going. He could really shoot the ball. You know, he's a tough matchup for most people because you're going to have a big guard in him, and he can shoot the three as well as get in the lane and twist and turn and kind of got a nice fadeaway. So he's a matchup guy that people are going to have to deal with.
Another guy that kind of stood out for me was Trevor Oaks, a guy that can play outside, can drive inside as well, and certainly a guy that made it very troublesome for Crystal City on the offensive end or on the defensive end when it came to him attacking the basket.
He's an experienced guy. He's played in some big games before. He understands what we need to do, and he knows the system. just I need him to give me more on the other end of the court. You know, I need a little better effort defensively. Rebounding wise, he's got to, you know, just get his hands on more balls and be more active. We're not the team we were the last couple of years where we're just going to outscore people. They've got to buy into playing the way we need them to play to be effective and win games.
Another guy that I thought wins the Hustle Award, Jack Festi.
Oh, I love Jack, man. He's like just a little pit bull out there, you know. But sometimes his tenaciousness, he'll overstep where he needs to be and run by the ball or make little mistakes. Of when he really figures out where he needs to be, he'll be way more effective. You know, that aggressiveness is good at times, but sometimes that can cause a mismatch, or, you know, you run by the ball, now they're playing 5-on-4 instead of, you know, us being in good, sound, fundamental defensive position. So it's a work in progress.
Those three guys, by the way, that I just mentioned, Schwarting, Oaks, and Festi, the guys that got into double figures tonight. Coach, as you move forward, you're going to play either Jefferson or St. Vincent on Friday. Those two teams will play tomorrow night. We're going to have that game here on KJF. But I'm sure you're familiar with a little bit of what Jefferson can do. They're a team that's got a star player in Easton Knoll. Everybody is very aware of him. And John Wyke is a guy that cannot be overlooked, a very athletic, big, strong kid that can move up and down the floor as well. And then for St. Vincent, you know, they've got a one senior team, and that one senior is pretty good in Isaac Ernst. He's got some height to him, I think about 6'5". So in terms of matching up player for player and that sort of thing, maybe those, in your eyes, maybe those two teams can kind of to match up with you.
I mean, they're both really good basketball teams. They both have really good coaches. I'm more worried about what we're doing right now and how we're playing and what we need to improve upon as opposed to who we're playing. You know, like tonight, we were winning, but I wasn't happy with the way we're executing and doing little things. We run our action out of our offense, and we'll have a guy wide open, but you're not executing the pass or whatever the exact way we teach it in practice, and then therefore we turn it over as opposed to shooting a layup. It's just little things like that that right now are frustrating with this group. Because that's not really a skill thing. That's just a concentration thing. That's a paying attention in practice thing. And we've got to understand we're a different team than we've been. And we're going to have to be more patient and do things the right way to be successful.
Coach, before I let you go, we've got a sponsored play of the game. It's brought to our folks by Gilster Mary Lee, where they're hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonus pay is included. And so if anybody listening is interested, they can call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371, 851-5371. Again, that's Gilster Mary Lee. Coach, what was the sort of the play or maybe a series of plays that stood out to you tonight?
You know, we really pride ourselves in being able to run that backdoor action from the opposite side of the court. When you push up on us and pressure that first pass or the reverse pass, we just like to flash and cut back door. And there was a couple times tonight that we really made that look pretty. And that's a sign of a good, unselfish basketball team that recognizes what's being done to them. And as the season progresses, I think you'll see that more and more with this group, and they get comfortable in it and start to trust each other out of it. You know, with the group we've had the last couple of years, that was second nature. And like I said, this year it's a little bit more of a work in progress, but I'm just happy we got out of here with the win, you know. So we'll keep on working.
Rest up the next couple of days. We'll see you Friday, Coach.
Okay, so look forward to it. Thank you.
All right, that is Saxony Lutheran head coach Kevin Williams joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. We'll go track down Lee Richardson of the Crystal City Hornets. The loss here tonight drops them into the consolation bracket. We'll update you on that here in a few short minutes. But let's go ahead and start the search for Coach Richardson and bring him on board here for our postgame show. Stick around here. It's the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. Saxony 61, Crystal City 41. We're back in a couple of minutes.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.
Make it a great night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers and let the kids pick from their favorite menu item. For yourself, how about a half rack of baby back ribs with a 6-ounce sirloin steak, or a grilled shrimp skewer with 5 crispy shrimp and a 6-ounce USDA select top sirloin, or 10 crispy shrimp and grilled salmon. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and specific times for happy hours and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
KJFF Festus, Crystal City, Imperial DeSoto.
It is the Home Bulls and Spas post-game show. Matt Greenwood with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Crystal City in the semifinal against Saxony Lutheran falls 61-41. But, Coach, a few bright spots, including Hunter Bassin, as we're speaking to Lee Richardson, head coach of the Hornets. Hunter Bassin hit a three at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter, Coach. He had a three in the second, a three in the third, two ball in the fourth quarter. If you're looking for some consistency on the score sheet, I believe Bassin kind of gave that to you.
Yeah, I'm probably happiest about that too, because he crashed and got an offensive rebound.
Yeah.
And hit that layup, something we preach to the guys about doing. So that was good to see him do that, but also to get in rhythm, hit some shots. So good to see.
If we're talking about guard play, Colin Wilkerson, a guy that's unselfish, and definitely in the first half and the second half, he was getting some open shots and knocking those down. He was three. He had three threes as well for a total of nine. So when it comes to shooting the long ball, I don't know what the stats are, but you probably went about maybe 30% or 40%. But that's kind of what Saxony provides for you, is those open deep shots.
Yeah, you can find those. Problem is you can fall in love with that, and in the first half you say we were settling for a lot of threes, and not all of them were bad shots, but just it doesn't, just because you touch paint doesn't mean you have to try to take it up against a 6'8" kid, but you got to get in there and at least get the defense to collapse a little bit, and then maybe get a little bit of a better look. As the game went on, we got a little better rhythm. We shot I think 25% for the three-point line, but they are pretty big down there. We try to challenge them at the rim, and that wasn't going anywhere. But you at least got to get 2 feet in the paint and shot fake, get them off their feet. We didn't do a very good job of that. So maybe if we got into the free throw line a little bit more and attacked the paint a little bit better, it would have been a little bit closer.
Backcourt press into a 2-3 zone. That's kind of what the defense for Saxony did. And I didn't feel like it was a full court press, but it was sort of, half to three-quarters court press. And I actually thought that your guys dealt with that pretty well for, you know, 95% of the time. But then that 2-3 zone, it just the traps along the lanes, that's sort of where they pose some problems for you.
You know, and you play a team with the length of Saxony and their experience, and, you know, just he's got a really good program going there. And our guys, not a ton of experience. We're a little bit on the youngest side. We have a few seniors, but a lot of the guys out there getting a lot of minutes are younger. And, you know, the experience of facing a matchup zone, knowing where the gaps are, knowing how to attack it, that just comes with experience. So, you know, that's my message to them in the locker room is this can be valuable for us if we learn from all that.
Coach, I know the loss stings now, but you drop into the consolation bracket. You'll await the loser of Jefferson-St. Vincent, which will be tomorrow, and then you'll play that team Thursday. And you have a chance to work your way through the bracket and get into that third-place game, Coach. So when you think about, you know, what it's going to take to win the next two games to take third place, what are your thoughts on that?
Okay, the bracket actually changed, and I need to get you a new copy of that. Yeah, because Mission Rural State, you can't play four games in a week, so we removed that possibility. But, yes, we'll move to the third-place game on Friday. And then the loser of Jefferson Saxon or St. Vincent, I'm sorry, will be on the other side of that. I'll get you an updated bracket.
So no Thursday action then?
There's one game on Thursday, which will end up being the consolation final, and we'll get you that. So
gotcha.
Okay. But again, and that was kind of a little mix up there because we had dropped to seven teams. But in any event, yeah, we're in the third place game, and it'll be either Jefferson or St. Vincent. That game will happen. I believe still tomorrow night. So, it is tomorrow night, the second game tomorrow night.
Right. And then your third place game will actually be before the championship on Friday.
On Friday, right. Okay. And, you know, either way, it's a quality opponent.
Yes, definitely. All right, Coach. As you're aware of now, we have our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington Player of the Game. And I know I asked you yesterday to choose, and you were like, you know, this and that. And I chose Denby, and I think we'll just stick with me making that choice, if you don't mind. I like the playmaking ability of Hunter Bassin, you know, hitting a three at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter. That's not easy to do. Also, you know, again, hit some, you know, quality threes in each of the periods minus the fourth where he got a two-pointer, and that was the one that you liked the most because he got an offensive rebound, you know, crashed the glass and was able to get it in there. So, I would give it to Hunter Bassin. I think he's a pretty sweet guard for you.
Hunter's he's a sophomore, and he's got a lot of talent, and he's had some nagging injuries and illnesses, but if we can keep him on the court, he can do some things and has a nice shot when he's in rhythm. So I certainly don't disagree with that, Hunter. That's a nice pick. Hunter is going to be real important to our success this year and in the future.
Well, hopefully he enjoys a nice free appetizer on behalf of Applebee's.
Appreciate it.
All right, Lee Richardson, thank you very much, Coach.
Thanks,
and we'll talk to you Friday for the third place game.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, that is Lee Richardson, head coach of the Crystal City Hornets, as they fall to Saxony Lutheran 61-41. Sorry about the confusion there on the consolation bracket. You know, Mission rules are in place, and we certainly understand that. Don't want these kids to outwork themselves, early on in the season, especially four games in 1 week. Obviously, Mission does not allow that. So there will not be a game Thursday. Instead, Crystal City is going to be playing Friday in the third-place game. They'll either play Jefferson or St. Vincent. And, of course, we'll have coverage of third place and championship. Thank you, Coach, as he hands me the updated bracket. We'll have coverage of the third place game. And if Jefferson makes it into the championship, we'll have that for you. If St. Vincent makes it, then we'll just have Jefferson Crystal City for the third place game. So we'll see how it all plays out tomorrow night. Jefferson St. Vincent, 6:30 tip-off, 6:15 Fleegs Equipment pregame show on KJFF. I want to thank Crystal. We'll cut back in the KJF studios for allowing us to be on air this evening. Saxony gets the 61-41 victory. The Crusaders advance to the championship of this 7th Raleigh Duke Herbert Classic. Jefferson St. Vincent will look for their spot in the championship game tomorrow night. Again, 6:30 on KJFF. We'll take a break here, and when we come back, it'll be Mizzou basketball versus Temple. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night.